This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy six Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1 liter flavors and get the seventh free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy six and get the seventh free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back, folks. We are joined by Jill Dennis, director, owner of the Assured Supervision Accountability Program, otherwise known as ASAP. It's all about electronic ankle monitoring. Jill, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Noel.
Excuse me, Jill. I'm sorry. I understand that there is new legislation being considered in the upcoming legislative session. Tell us about that.
Well, the new legislation that's coming up is just going to include some of the other alert processes that are what we call non-emergency contact. Emergency alerts like strap tampers or victim exclusions were dealt with in the first set of legislation. In the second set of legislation, we're going to deal with the curfew violations. We're going to deal with the maintenance of the devices, ensuring that the courts and law enforcement have access when they need it. That's one of the biggest things that we have done in the process of making sure that the streets of the city are safe, making sure that law enforcement is able to see what's going on. It used to be where someone on an ankle monitor or an offender would commit crimes, and then get caught. And then they'd get caught for that one crime that they got caught doing. However, these other crimes that they have committed through the process of being on an ankle monitor, no one ever knew it was them. And that was one of the things that really helped the city, to the point where we received about 1,800 non-solved violent crimes, and we were able actually to turn over evidence on over 60 to 80 of those cases where someone on an ankle monitor was at that location. And that really opened the door for NOPD, the state troopers, the U.S. Marshals, ATF, ICE, and all of these other law enforcement agencies to get into the system and know how to use it. And we've spent our time doing that across the state.
Yeah, in fact, in a recent interview with Rafael Goyeneche, he really sung the praises of your organization being one of the few that was willing to be open and transparent to law enforcement with a lot of the information that y'all collect. And I say this about vendors such as yourself, is that y'all have some of the best information available. And it's really nice when there's a willingness on your part to share that with law enforcement.
Well, GPS only works if everybody in the criminal justice system has access. People that are on GPS, whether it's pretrial or post-conviction, is still in custody. And the ability for the public, for the media, for the court, for law enforcement to be able to look in and ensure that these people that maybe have, again, the people that we are supervising are not first-time low nonviolent offenders. So for law enforcement to be able to look in and see if these offenders are actually committing new crimes or not is very important, because it's important not only to the community, but to the victims themselves.
I You guys have been pushing this transparency issue quite a bit, and I understand that in some of this legislation also y'all have hopes that the information will be out there as to who's enrolled, who's the provider, the judge that's handling this case, and so forth.
One of the things about accountability is when there's accountability, there's no deniability. And when we were out in the Capitol for the first round of legislation, one of the biggest things that was in the legislation since like 1993 is that the DOC would have a registry for everybody on an ankle monitor to be in one place, no different than a jail roster. However, there was no mechanism for that registry. And to me, that was one of the biggest things that was missing. When I left the Capitol and we were able to get the legislation passed, Representative Tim Kerner is amazing. What he did with that legislation is amazing. We even had some legislators add some good amendments to that legislation. But what we did realize was missing was that registry of everybody on an ankle monitor. And at this point, the city of New Orleans and the state of Louisiana has a registration process that is available. It's available free to the public. It's available free to the providers of GPS. And what that does is over 40 agencies all across the country are actually using this database. When they have a situation, they go in, they see who's on an ankle monitor, what their conditions are, what court has ordered them on ankle monitor, and they can also see if they've been violating any of the conditions that were set by the court. To go further, law enforcement agencies all across the state have full access to those location information. And that way, if they do have an offender that may have a warrant or maybe a suspect in a crime, they can actually go in and do that investigations without having to make phone calls or waste more time. Another thing that we're working really hard right now is with the manufacturers, and we're talking with the manufacturers and saying, look, what you guys are doing is amazing, but if your program could do this, it would make those streets so much safer. And they're actually calling, and we're working together to actually fix some things, sort of like when you do a proximity report. A proximity report is you have a crime that happens on the corner of Iberville and Royal Street in broad daylight in the French Quarter. They can put that address in and see if anybody at that location was wearing an ankle monitor. Right now, when they run that, they're running it through ASAP's program, not everybody on an ankle monitor. And we're working right now to say when they run that now, it's going to be everybody on an ankle monitor, not just one program. And that's something that we're working legislatively to make sure happens. I know when you guys were on last week, you were talking about how it was just us. But the database changes that. The database puts, this is somebody that's on ankle monitor, and here's who's supervising it. And then it goes a step further to say, this person's on an ankle monitor, this is who's supervising it, and this is the judge, and this is the violation reports.
Is that y'all are hoping to achieve a standardized template, right? It is that everybody plays by the same rules.
It is. That's what we need. If we want to ensure overcrowded jails at this point, I mean, it's not just something that we're facing in New Orleans. That's something all across the state. It doesn't matter where you go. Our jails are either understaffed or overcrowded. And places like Washington Parish, when you talk to them, they're like, yeah, but the people in the jail aren't non-violent, first-time offenders. The people in the jails right now, it's kind of hard. But what we have been able to do is say, yeah, but we can make sure that the public stays safe because you're going to have access to this. And it's opened a door for other providers as well. However, we want to make sure that when this does happen, that all of these providers have to follow this set of rules. One of the things I've noticed is the hardest is just making sure that everybody knows what the rules are and they're following. I've gotten a few phone calls from jurisdictions. One of the things that went into effect that's really going to help in January was making sure that the local jurisdictions have a registry for providers to register. because when the Times-Picayune put out a release of information to all 64 parishes, they only got a response from eight. Only eight jurisdictions could tell the Times-Picayune who was being monitored and who was monitoring it. And right now, with this local requirement for the courts and the sheriff to have a registration process for GPS providers, that's a step closer. However, we don't need 64 different registries. That would be just as much of a mess as not having one.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Well, I mean, and the difficulty is that everybody's going to report differently. Everybody will customize it. It won't be a standardized template. And, you know, from the law enforcement perspective, that's just not very useful, right? So you spend as much time trying to validate the information because it appears differently in these disparate databases as opposed to having a standardized template.
Right. And Representative Kerner was very, very on it when he says this is going to save lives. And it has. And being 100% accountable to the people, not only that we supervise, because we're accountable to them, too. They can look in the database and see what's going on. But to be 100% accountable to the public, to be 100% accountable to the victims that we supervise, that's important. On top of that, one of the things that is important is the ability to supervise someone all the way to the point of arrest. I want to make sure that the providers of GPS are able to go out and make sure that people are plugging in their ankle monitors and making sure that they're not tampering with their ankle monitor. So providers should be able to monitor a person all the way to the point. And in the set of standards, we need to make sure that that point is all the way to bringing them back to the jail and putting them back in when they don't follow the rules of the court.
Now, you just mentioned standards, and each one of y'all, I mean, you guys have been very aggressive. And you've been very open and transparent. I can't say the same for all other vendors. And so when some of this legislation is, will it remediate and standardize the way that reports are done, the way that it's monitored? Because your service is only good as the manner in which you monitor it, right?
That's correct. Well, the actual standard reporting process for victim violations, for strap tampers, for dead batteries, and for communication losses are already legislated. Providers have 24 hours to send a report to the court in regards to those four alerts. Those are the four alerts that are the most dangerous. Those are the ones where we're either going to lose the ability to supervise someone or a victim is in trouble. However, who is policing processing those. And a standardized registry, centralized registry that's available for the whole state is something that's going to allow not only law enforcement and the public, but also the courts to be able to look in and see if someone is actually following those conditions or not, or if someone picks up a new charge because they're running around with their ankle monitor cut off and the court didn't know because the provider never reported it. If there's not a centralized place for someone to police that process, then, you know, it's just words on paper. And that's the biggest thing that we're going to fight for this legislative session, is to ensure that it doesn't matter if Baton Rouge ordered you on an ankle monitor, or in this case, New Orleans. One of the offenders on the FBI letter that you guys talked about last week was a guy that committed a murder in Lafayette, got arrested 2 months later, a month later in Baton Rouge, and it took over 2 months for them to figure out who was supervising that person and if they were at the scene of that crime. A lot of evidence was lost in that case because there wasn't a centralized area for the local law enforcement in Lafayette or Baton Rouge to go to see if this person was actually on a main ankle monitor at the time of the murder or who was supervising it. And that's just, it doesn't make sense.
As it turns out, he was, right?
He was at the scene of the crime. He was wearing the ankle monitor at the time. However, again, a lot of evidence, camera footage, stuff like that was missing because it took so long.
So long. Absolutely. Unlike what happened with the multiple shooting on Iberville that y'all actually assisted in putting somebody at that location, right?
That's true, and that was that actually case was a reason why the violation reports became a big deal, because Nicholas Marana had 41 violations after only being on ankle monitor for 60 days. That was a big deal. And every time we do a show, we get judges calling us. And in fact, just last week, the same day you guys did, we had a judge call and wanted to be upset about someone not being surrendered because we were going to take the ankle monitor off for him being noncompliant with our conditions. This offender was on as a bond condition, not a court order. However, because of his history and his charge, he required an ankle monitor for that bonding company to remain on that bond. And the judge called and was very ugly and attacked our processes because of this. And, you know, there isn't, and I don't think there should be, public monies used to pay for a pretrial ankle monitor. Again, we're not monitoring first offense nonviolent offenders. And so it's only when their history and their charge deem them a risk to the community that the courts or the bondsmen are ordering these ankle monitors to be put on. And it's just very important that we make sure that any provider, And what I'm happy of is right now you can't go on Amazon, buy an ankle monitor, and go to a jail and put that ankle monitor on and not be accountable. You have to be responsible. And once we get all of the sheriffs and the courts across the state to have a registry, they will know who is at fault. And now we can really talk about accountability. Because until we can pinpoint and make sure we know who is monitoring, who is responsible for that offender, we can't hold anybody accountable until we do that.
Right. No doubt about it. And just being open and transparent about it is the quickest way. We still have the issue, though. I'm kind of curious. You know, you say a judge called and was angry. But a lot of the judges, they get the notices, but they're not really even paying attention, are they?
More now they are. Since Nicholas Marana case, you know, it's a sad situation, and I always say, and I think I've said it on your show, it takes somebody actually getting killed before eyes start getting open. After Nicholas Marana killed one person and injured three other people, and now the violation reports, anybody in the public can go in, look at any section of court, and look and see if a judge is actually handling violations or not. If you have a guy that has 20 violations and he's still on an ankle monitor and hasn't had another court date, you don't see a court report, then you know that judge isn't doing anything for those violations. However, we're getting calls, a lot of calls, when there is a question about a violation, if you know, sometimes we'll have somebody late for curfew because the curfew, they get off of work and they just can't get home in time, but they're not running the street. So we're, the judges are actually contacting us and they're fixing those. But then we also have ones sort of like Nicholas Morano, where it was, I don't care what the judge said, I'm going to go where I want. And we're reporting the violations to the curfews and nothing was being done. Again, I believe that situation has been fixed. We don't have very many sections of court where the violation reports aren't being looked at. And if you would like to see, again, it's public access. Anybody can get on and see those violation reports.
And where would they go to see that?
ASAPGPS.org. And if you go under more, you'll see New Orleans violations. So it's ASAPGPS.org. As vice president of the Association for Ankle Monitoring Providers, that's the first thing we did was create this registry. And again, we have offered this registry all across the state to the community, to law enforcement agencies, to the courts, and to the sheriffs at no cost. And we did that because this is the last key missing when it comes to public safety and accountability with ankle monitoring, pretrial and post-conviction.
Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of, you know, I've said often, anybody in the criminal justice system, you have to have the willingness and the desire to know, right? So when these notifications come out, you have to set up systems within your own office to make sure that, you get it, you receive it, you act on it. But you have to want to know. And if you don't have that desire to know, it ain't going to work.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, the district attorney's office in New Orleans, after Nicholas Morano and everything came out with the violation reports, we actually sat down and worked out a process where we can ensure that all of the sections of court and the ADAs in each section get all of the violation reports. So in that process, if that ADA is in Section A today, the minute we hit submit on a violation report, the minute the provider hits submit, it automatically goes to the court, to the district attorney's office, to the provider, and to the offender. And that way, immediately, everybody knows. So through the registry, there's no extra work for any part of the criminal justice system to do. The provider will simply go in, add the important information that is required, name, address, court information, conditions, into the system. The minute they hit submit, the court gets a notification of enrollment. The sheriff gets a notification of enrollment. The clerk gets a notification of enrollment. Everybody that needs the notification by the law, they get it automatically. And then from there, anytime there's a violation after that, they get it automatically. The minute the provider hits submit, it goes out to everybody. And that's important. Because the law says if they no one can intentionally withhold these reports. This shows you're not intentionally withholding anything. It keeps everybody in compliance with the law, and it keeps our community safe.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for everything that y'all do, the successes that you've had. I mean, it's case after case after case. We hear about them all the time. And we love the direction that this is going in. Jill Dennis, director, owner of the Assured Supervision Accountability Program, otherwise known as ASAP, all about electronic ankle monitoring. Thank you so much for joining us today. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. You too.
We'll be right back, folks. 504-260-1870 on the Open Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism, so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.